cultural hall and where it was located, and I think we decided it was just south of the track then, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we walked right into it. Yes, that is right.
And so what kind of displays would they have had there then?
Oh, everything. They had fancy work. They used quilts. And they'd hang them all up on ropes for the quilts and some of the fancy work and display them out. They wouldn't have nearly as much as we have now. But, and they had apples and grain and corn and stuff. And, everything you could have. And they had horse racing.
Right. Did the track exist at that time?
Yes,
the track was there,
was there as long as I can remember.
Is that right?
I can remember when that grove was rather small. Young. And they showed horses and cattle and sheep and pigs, dogs, and
so was it a one day fair back in your childhood days, or did it run over a course of a few days? Or?
I think they had one day to prepare and another fair day.
Right.
And the directors. And they used to go up and get things ready, you know. And I don't, it was locally judged. They didn't have a judge come in, I don't think, when it first started. And then they went down to the Black House for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
When we were at the job, we got our own dinner.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember participating in the fair? Did you put things in the fair?
At one time I showed, I didn't show much, but one time I showed the apples and they were a box, you know, like they packed them up and the packing and all the condition of the apple, everything. And I remember taking all kinds of time to shine them, and I had paper this way, and layers of soap. I got first prize, and it was a tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tablecloth they got. Saturday was a big day.
Just everybody put all their tools down and came into the fair, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they have a big show at night?
They had a concert.
Yeah,
and that would be some town from out.
Right. Down in the town hall, I guess, eh? Yeah.
Yes. But they never had supper. It was when Wes Crozier was president. He went down to Blackstock to the fair down there, and they had supper down there, and he was so taken with it. He came back and he said, "I don't know why we can't do that and make a nice bit of money." And the fair was, fair board was pretty nearly broken when he was president. That isn't too long ago. And now they've got, I can't tell you how much money they have on hand.
But the fair was an important part of the community back then, and now I guess even as well.
Another big day was 12th of July, and every family in the countryside was out with all the youngsters. And the first thing that comes to my mind is youngsters running around with all the candy and all dolled up. I said, oh, when I get youngsters of my own, I'll bet you they eat the candy at home. I never let my youngsters have candy.
What was the significance of the 12th of July then?
Well, that was the Orangeman's Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A thing that was well forgotten. It was carried on too long. It's the battle between the Protestants and Catholics, you know.
Yeah.
And why should we be fighting over something that happened centuries ago?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It was well forgotten.
I guess that's why Ireland still has its problems today, isn't it? That's why Ireland still has its problems today, isn't
yes,
it? They
yes.
keep fighting over it, and we've forgotten about it.
Yes, it's a big problem.
So you mentioned that you remember watching hockey games in that agricultural hall in the wintertime?
Oh, I never missed one.
Is that right?
No.
So what teams would be playing? Would these be local teams?
Local teams. Mm-hmm. Just a little candy in North region.
Right.
Sunderland.
Wilford. Yeah, that place is
Wilford. I never went to a hockey match where my husband played.
Mm-hmm. Those were pretty exciting games, were they?
He was kind of hot, him. I told the last video.
Did they curl at that time?
No.
No? Curling came along later, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And so we never missed a baseball game either.
Right.
Do you remember some of the names of the people that played on those hockey teams or baseball teams?
Jim Thompson.
This would be baseball, would it?
No, that's
hockey. Or both. They usually do both?
Hockey. It was Jim Thompson, Fred Bells, and the joint boys was Cease and Jim and the Ladley boys. They were all big fellows. They were hockey fellows. But the Stan Young and Mac Thompson. And Mac Thompson used to play first base.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he never missed a... Earl used to play too. I think he played third base.
Mm-hmm.
But Mac always played first base.
Right.
And when he came to bat, he was just a pitcher. He just stood there and just held his bat just so.
Is that right?
And he was a very, I would say, a graceful player.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great sport, those two boys. And
the Brandon boys, were they playing?
Brandon. Yes, well, all of them were way back before that. They were Macklin. There was a couple of men named Macklin used to play, and Jenkins. James was a pitcher, and at that time we didn't have a pitcher in Sunderland good enough. We had this Jenkins. I don't know where he came from.
Where'd he come from?
Back
north. There were a lot of Jenkins around Little Britain, too. Do you think he might have come from there?
Oh, they
Johnson
was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. there's Jenkins and Little Britain, mm-hmm. lots of them.
Yeah. Ken Johnson.
Oh,
Ken
yeah,
Johnson.
Ken Johnson.
Ken, you know, Ken.
Yeah.
And Carlton John's brother, Ralph, he always played ball.
Yeah. Well, funny you mention that. Claire had a picture that he got from Ralph and Iva
yeah.
of a baseball team.
Oh, that's it.
And that St. John is in it.
Yeah,
Carl's
so
brother.
Is Ken. And so is, more than that, the baseball.
I remember that picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll bring you that picture. It's a wonderful picture,
yeah.
just as clear as anything.
Yeah. And they had two picture of the Methodist choir years ago.
No, I think he's seen that.
Yeah.
Didn't he show you that? The Methodist choir.
I don't know if I've seen that one or not.
Because I have one of those that Bessie gave me, and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It's got all the names. It's got all the picture of the choir and all the names underneath it, written under.
And what year roughly would that be?
What year would that be? Ms. Miller was the United Church choir. Before this, they went. Or be the Methodist choir.
Oh,
they went United.
Before
I can't remember.
And, 1890s.
Yeah.
Is that
right? I was only small.
It is a lovely picture.
Is that right?
There was the St. John family. There was Mrs. Beale, was the organist. And there was, I suppose, Mrs. Wells, Mrs. Williams was in the choir one time. And, Beth Shannon and the whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's quite a few, and Dr. Oliver's in it.
Yeah.
But it's all Macaulay. He looks like a real young fellow and lots of hair, you know. And I'll see
that
together because,
yeah.
you know.
And Jim Rutter. And two of his daughters.
Especially with the names
Mm-hmm. Do you remember some of those Sunderland baseball and hockey teams winning some championships?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Elfman.
Did they often win?
Yes,
yeah.
Elfman. They had some good teams. Well, they used to go, later in years, they used to go away, traveling.
Mm-hmm. I guess they, in those early days, they wouldn't have been playing baseball on Sundays, would they?
No, sir. you didn't read your newspaper on Sunday. You put your dolls away, and you went to church. You went to Sunday school. I went to our own Sunday school at 9:30, and I stayed for church until 12:00. I came home and had my dinner, and oh, I don't know how old I'd be. Just a youngster, anyway. Mr. Harry Baldwin lived on our street, and he was the treasurer of the First Year Sunday School. And he came over one day and he said to Mother, "Would you let Libby go to the First Year Sunday School?" She said, "I'd be glad to." So he said, "Oh, right, I'm going to pass Mrs. Doble." And they called her Maggie at that time, Evangel. And so the two of us, well, the theater were small enough that he called for us. And we went to Christine's Sunday School for a long, until they had it in the morning.
So you went, you were in church most of the day then?
Well, not at night. They didn't have, we didn't go to church. I didn't go to church at night at that time.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's what you did then.
Yeah. So the baseball games and hockey games would have been on Saturdays or weeknights,
yes.
I guess. Yeah.
Any time.
Yeah.
Not on Sunday.
Yeah.
No. Hmm. It didn't go. It was also when we started going to the lake and play baseball up there.
So, do you remember taking any train trips when you were a child?
No.
No, you didn't go on any train trips?
We went one time and back to Woodhead to the park, and that was all the Sunday schools went together and got saved and went back to Woodhead.
Mm-hmm.
Like a city holiday.
Right.
And, no. Well, we didn't take trips then. When you were in Sunderland, that Sunderland area was where you found all your fun. You hardly ever got out of Sunderland.
Mm-hmm.
And you might you go to your relatives, maybe. I always went to grandma's, but you didn't go far.
Yeah.
And mostly, we didn't have a horse, and you just didn't go. You didn't have a way of going. We hired a horse once in a while and went over to my grandmother and grandfather, mother's mother and father lived in Creswell. And I went over there sometimes, a long time. But we used to go over there on the train. We'd go get off Maripop Station and walk a half a mile down.
Now, how did you get onto that train track? Because that's not the track that goes through Sunderland, is it? Did you have to go down to Blackwell?
Well, you went to Blackwell. That's where the junction was.
Yeah.
You see, the north train came down from Aurelia. The north train came down from Aurelia, and it came through Sunderland about 9:30 and went to Blackwater. And it would be the first train in, and the engine would leave the car sitting here, and it would go here and go around the Y.
Oh.
And it would be turned the other way, and we'd jump to the car that way.
Is that right?
And they wouldn't do it exactly like that, because they always had the baggage cars before the past you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that train stayed there until one came from Toronto along, there was a track in Blackwater this way, and then one this way. And one came from Toronto and went on, and the other one came from Lindsay. Well, if the one from Toronto came in first, it came up on this track to leave an opening for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And they waited for the other, and they exchanged express and passengers and mail.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Sunderland train was the last one going back, and then it went back about 10:30. You go to Blackwater. We used to like to at Christmas time or Easter or sometime in the holiday holes were traveling. We used to get dressed up and go down to Blackwater on the train, and we'd see all fashions and all, and so we see him come back. Yeah, that's good for the little trip.
Right.
Fun. Then you picked up your phone wherever
you could.
When it came.
Yeah. So, who used to stay in the hotels then? Were these people that were on the trains overnight or something? Or?
Well, you see, the storekeepers. It was travelers. That represented had different wares.
Mm-hmm.
And at the hotel, they had, at the entrance, they had one room, a big room on one side was the sitting room, the other side was the sample room. Oh, in Sunderland, they found that sample room wasn't big enough. So they go to the local down north. I have a seat, and right behind it, they built a building,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a shell, you know. But that's where they bring the samples in trunks, and they go to the sample room and put it all up on the tray, and the merchants would come and do their buying.
Mm-hmm.
And those fellows stayed at the hotel. And any traveler, that's the only place you had to stay.
So these would be people that were traveling through town with horse and buggy then, or whatever?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the travelers, mostly. Mm-hmm. They had quite a few travelers.
Yeah, because they had all these different places in town. All those different shops in town, they meet a lot of people. They have jewelry and shoes and hardware, and they all have to buy some snack in.
Yeah. So these traveling businessmen, then they'd spend a day or two in town then selling all their goods, or?
Well, they just spend one day. They came in at night, the next day they. And so they were, and then they'd be on someplace else.
Right.
But the men, I think they got the little, they used to get little stores, you know, one at Valentine and one at Thornton, and those fellows would come in to some of them to buy,
mm-hmm.
or to put in their order.
Mm-hmm.
There's one festival. Was always a little store in any hamlet.
Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of the goods that the storekeeper sold them would come in by train, would they? And the storekeepers would go down to the station and.
Well, they had they called a dray at the little barn, and that delivered all the. So they would come in from the station, deliver them to the different places.
Mm-hmm. Who run that?
Well, Frank Wells on the Liberty Barn, and later Harry Brandon. Harry Brandon worked for Frank Wells, and. After he died, Harry had. And then this little building at the back of the hotel, E.T. Williams bought it and took it across the road. And that is the present house where Miss Sheldon used to live.
Oh, is that right?
That's Mr. Sheldon. And that place, when they took it across there, the Liberty Barn was done with, and Mr. Williams had the little stable there, and he kept a few horses, and he hired them out, and he was a vet, you see, he had an office up there, and then Harry Goldberg. He's coming. He stored wool there,
mm-hmm.
and they had at one time they had a garage there. Will Haney.
Yeah, I heard of
Haney's
garage.
Yeah. Well, that's uptown. This is right
where
the show is lived.
Oh.
And then they fixed it up for a living quarters. They rented the boat.
Did you ever go swimming? Did you go down to the river to go swimming, or?
Oh, no.
No?
No, you didn't go near the river to swim. There's dangerous down there.
I don't know too many people that did swim in that, but I just wonder if you were.
We went down to Gravelly to swim.
Well, I've heard of Gravel, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was down. You went to that farmhouse where Minnie Wilson used to own. there's a lane down there to the weather to Grammy.
Yeah.
We don't know there. Oh, no time.
Do you have any idea where that name came from?
No. I think the river is pretty dangerous and mucky.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one place that was a bit solid. I think that's where it got its name.
Yeah.
The Gravity River Society, remember? It's always here.
Now it's happened. Remember hearing Dad talk about gravelly? That's where everybody learned to swim from Sunderland.
Yeah, we used to go down there to skate, like on the river, you know. And I can remember every year somebody falls, you know,
because
of the ice.
Oh, I did that. I went down skating, and Jan Young took me, and I don't know, a few couples went. I mean, we started to go down farther. There was, every once in a while, there was trees growing up in the middle of it, you know. And it'd just be a bit of ice, and I wasn't too sure of my feet. And even too first, then. Then God help me, and my foot slipped down the way. I was scared, of course, and I was wet, of course. And I thought I'd get home. I'd get home, get changed before Daddy comes.
But everybody got out okay, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nobody got hurt. But there's always the McFadden's lived down there in a little house right there, and there's a bunch of them, you know, after George and Ferg and Kate Dalton. You remember Kate Dalton?
Yeah, I remember
her family. And while they were there, there's lots of kids down.
We haven't even gotten out of your childhood this morning, have we? We're not out of your childhood yet. We haven't even gotten to the point where you got married.
She never told you she worked in, she was a seamstress. Is that what they called you?
What?
A seamstress?
Oh, yes. I learned dress making in Miss McKinley's. And that was in the doctor's loft.
Mm-hmm.
And the post office was at this corner then. The post office used to be here, and it was around here then.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned the dressmaking then. And that's what I worked at.
Mm-hmm.
And we skated, and we were always looking for a good time, and we have it.
So you eventually got married and then moved to the farm, did you?
Moved to the farm.
So where was your farm?
At Valentine. The first farm, North Valentine. Our farm, at this part of Valentine, if you come into Valentine this way, this part of Valentine is all about from Carbine Farm.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. And I have three boys,
mm-hmm.
Herb, and Jimmy and Earl.
Mm-hmm. So how many years did you spend on the farm then?
35. And then I went back to some room to ask her mother. And that's why I lived till I came up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived quite a while in the same house.
You didn't tell them that your dad built the house.
Oh no, my dad built the house.
Mm-hmm.
And he built it in 1900. And I was born in 1901.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not right.
91.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 91. Yeah. I forgot
what it was on. Do you remember a little church in Valentine, just north of the Four Corners then?
But that was on our farm.
That was on your farm. Lloyd Bagshaw talked about that, that there was a church there at one time, and nobody seemed to know very much about it.
Well, he, it wasn't there in his time.
No, no.
Uh-huh.
What kind of a church was that? Is that a Methodist church?
I can't tell you.
Yeah.
There was, the Valentines were very much interested in, and there was a man by the name of Thompson owned our farm before Grandpa Noah died.
So, did that church building disappear then?
I don't know anything about it.
You don't recall a building
being
there?
All I know is that there's two graves there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was always fenced off.
Right.
A wild place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there was another church up at the corner of the 9th. That was the Baptist church.
Rodsley.
Yes.
Is that building still there?
Which?
Just the basement is the cellar, like, still right on it.